Chapter 53. Jesse came into the station carrying a dozen donuts and wearing his baseball-style Paradise PD hat pulled down low. Suit Simpson was at the desk, talking to Molly Crane. All Suit noticed was the box of donuts. Not Molly, but she didn't say anything in front of Suit. When Suit, donuts in hand, headed back out on patrol, Molly went to talk to Jesse. "What happened to you?" she said. He shook his head, thinking of repeating the battered wife lies he'd heard 100 times and never believed. "I banged into a cabinet. I fell down a few stairs." Instead, he repeated another pat line he had used before. "You should have seen the other guy." She walked right up to him, placed her hand gently under his chin, and turned his head so that she could get a good look at the right side of his face. "Don't see many black eyes on the outside of the eye. Your cheek's a little swollen, too. Does it hurt?"
"Only my pride," he said.
"You're just full of cliches today."
"I could have said only when I laugh."
"You could have, but that would only have made you seem like an even bigger ass."
He wagged his finger at her.
"Rank, Crane, rank." "That would have made you seem like an even bigger ass, Chief."
"Better."
But Molly wasn't smiling. "Enough, Jesse. What really happened?"
"The guys on a softball team were reenacting the Battle of Hastings." Her face clenched.
"I don't know why I bother."
"Because you love me," Jesse said.
"Love means straight answers."
Vic Prado's wife left him, and he had to take his frustration out on somebody. And before you ask, yes, he looks much worse.
"Thank you for telling me the truth."
"He also confided to me that he thought you were pretty hot."
Molly tried unsuccessfully not to smile. She said, "What are you going to tell the rest of the department?"
"Nothing. I'm the boss of them."
"What do you want me to tell them? Because you know they're going to come to me."
"I'm sure you'll think of something. Be creative, just not too creative."
She was smiling broadly when she went back to her desk, but it wasn't long before she was on the intercom.
"You miss me already, Crane?"
"Dream on, boss. It's the chief of the Helton PD for you. Line one."
Jesse pressed line one and picked up. "Jesse Stone."
"Morning, Chief Stone. Ralph Connie here, chief of the Helton PD."
"Too many chiefs. Let's go with Ralph and Jesse. Okay with you, Ralph?"
"Works for me."
"What can I do for you, Ralph?"
"Wanted to let you know that the accident investigation has been completed on the incident involving your officer Weathers. How's he doing, by the way?"
"He smashed up pretty bad, but the good news is he'll recover. He'll be getting transferred over to Paradise General as soon as his concussion symptoms have cleared. Thanks for asking."
"Not at all. Miracle he survived at all, given the severity of the accident. Also, wanted to tell you that the blood analysis showed no alcohol in his system, so he's clear. And you can send someone to pick up your guy's personal effects."
Alarms were going off in Jesse's head.
"Ralph, what's up? I appreciate the courtesy of your call, but chiefs don't usually call other chiefs about a simple car accident."
Chief Carney said, "What if it wasn't simple or an accident?"
"If you wanted my full attention, you just got it. Want to explain?"
"I think maybe it would be better if you came over to Helton sometime today, so we could have a private chat, and I could show you Weathers' car."
"Okay. Give me a few hours to clear some of my work. I'll call ahead to give you a heads up."
"Sounds like a plan."
Jesse stared at his phone for several seconds after he hung up. He wasn't sure what to make of the conversation he'd just had. That was okay. He would have his curiosity satisfied when he got to Helton. Without thinking, he reached for his glove and ball, which were still sitting on his desk from the previous evening. He stopped himself. A lot of what Vic had said to him while they were drinking was bullshit, but not all of it. Jesse thought that maybe it was time to stop looking at his poster of Ozzie Smith, and time to take a good long look in the mirror.